Good evening, everybody, and welcome to POV. Filling in for Chris Berg tonight, I am Steve Hallstrom, and after last night's show, they didn't fire me, so hey, I'm back for another half hour. Many thanks to you for watching us tonight. Always good to be with you. Well, hey, we are well into the summer now. I know the temperatures don't always necessarily reflect that, but yes, it is the summertime, and that means there are a lot of hardworking men and women across the state of North Dakota that are getting out there, building houses, building roads, building bridges, and all those kinds of good things. And so we're going to start off tonight by talking a little bit of construction. I'm very happy to have with us here in studio tonight, Russ Hansen. He's the Executive Vice President of the Associated General Contractors of North Dakota. Russ, thanks for stopping by. Oh,
thank you, and I'm glad you didn't get fired too.
Last show. Or you'd be sitting here by yourself doing this show.
So yeah. Thanks for having me.
You got it. So tell me a little bit, first of all, about your organization. What is the Associated General Contractors of North Dakota? If you get paid by the word on that title, you're a rich man because there's a lot of words there.
The Associated General Contractors, often known as the AGC, is a commercial construction trade association. We represent contractors, subcontractors, material and equipment suppliers, of all types of contractors who provide commercial construction, your roads, your bridges, your water projects, your vertical commercial projects, virtually everything that's in a commercial trade.
All right. So are you in Bismarck then talking to legislators and lawmakers then about the industry and how the state can help the industry out a little bit once in a while?
We are a Bismarck-based association. We've been around since 1951. Mm-hmm. We are also affiliated with the Associated General Contractors of America out of Washington, D.C., which has been around for since 1919, 100 years. Mm-hmm. And so yes, we are Bismarck-based, and we are very heavily policy-orientated, amongst other things that we do as an association.
So tell me about some of the things that contractors and those who run businesses in your industry, what are they thinking about, what are they worrying about, and things like that?
Well, of course, with our short construction season, weather is always a concern.
Sure.
And so there's always challenges with that. But when I talk to contractors, in addition to filling their workload and trying to be successful in the business, invariably one of the things that they all often tell me that keeps them up at night is the workforce issue. Mm-hmm. Most occupations and trades have concerns with the shortage of workforce, and certainly ours is one of those, and that's one of the things we hear a lot about.
Mm. So your organization, you're helping advocate for all the construction industry on the building side, maybe besides what, single family homes, those kind of things?
Everything but residential, correct.
Oh, okay,
Steve, yes.
All right, good. So tell me a little bit about this workforce issue. We're all talking about it these days, and I run a media company, and you're staffing your office, and we're all trying to make sure that we have the right kinds of people. We have to find them, and then we have to keep them. So tell me about what that looks and feels like to a contractor who's running a building company.
Well, it's a challenge today, and it has been a challenge for many years. In fact, I grabbed an old newsletter from our association that was printed in 1986, and my predecessor's headline of his column was, "We've got to solve this workforce
issue." Is that right? In 1986.
So here we are in 2019 talking about it, and 20 years from now when I'm retired, I'm sure somebody else in my position will be talking about it too. Mm. So I think it's something that will always be worked on. We'd love to solve it, but perhaps never solve, but it's always going to be something that we will be working on.
How do we get the message out about how good the trade jobs can be?
Well, it's a collaborative effort, and we are seeing some wonderful things from our governmental and legislative and political leaders talking about being choice ready. Mm-hmm. And that when I grew up, the guidance counselor said, you need to go to a four-year college.
Yes.
That's what you need to do. Everybody needs to do that. And now educational leaders, I think very rightfully so, are saying, you know, be choice ready. Mm-hmm. And maybe a four-year college is for you. Maybe the military is for you. Maybe entering the workforce is for you. Or maybe entering a trade at a two-year school and perhaps being part of our industry is a choice. So we think some of those things are positive. We as an industry, we have much to do and are doing that to promote the industry. It's a good industry. It's a good way to have a good, healthy wage, benefits, retirement. Mm. North Dakota is a great place to live and work and raise a family, but these are good jobs. They pay well, and if you go into certain trades, you are guaranteed to have a job and possibly no debt. after college.
And how nice is that?
Well, we're hearing a lot.
A lot of us didn't have that.
We're hearing a lot about the college debt that that our younger generation has, and it's very real. And in our industry, there are possibilities where you can have a job that pays well, you can have a good career with retirement, and perhaps no debt.
How about that? Yeah. You know, the job that I'm in is one where we do broadcasts and we do shows every day, and then at the end of the day, we walk home and there's nothing left to really show for our work. We've got to build it all again the same day. What a noble profession where you can see what you actually did that day at work.
It is, and it's really been one of the things I've appreciated about representing this industry is you're building things, you're maintaining things, and it's a big part of a safe environment for people being in a safe building, or having a business in a safe building, or having a good road to safely move goods and people safely and efficiently. So to represent that industry is a very good thing in my eye, because it's an important part of our economy.
It seems to me that in our country we could do a better job of having our educational institutions, even in the elementary schools, and the business community really work together. In Europe, I think they've got this down pretty well, where there are good partnerships back and forth. I would love to see our schools be a revolving door for people from the business community of all different industries come in and say, here's what we're all about, and get people thinking about those jobs when they're young.
I think your comment about Europe is spot on, and I would concur with the collaboration. And we are working towards that, and we are doing a lot of that with our schools, with our colleges, both 2 years and 4 years. So that collaborative effort is there. Can we do more? Absolutely. We as an industry are learning that we need to get to the students younger. If we start promoting, you know, construction as a career at age 16, it's too late.
It may be too late.
It is too late. We need to get to them when they're in fifth, sixth grade, when they're still thinking about, everything, but to plant that seed early.
Yeah. How many North Dakotans work in the construction industry? Do we know?
We do, and I'm going to give you a ballpark figure. It's around 27,000.
Okay.
You know, so it's a significant part of our economy. That's a ballpark figure, but it's in that range. It's a lot of people.
I imagine that if you're running a construction company or a media company, whatever industry you're in, you want to build a good workplace where people feel valued. It's a happy, connected workplace. How are people in your industry doing that within their places of work to keep good people once they get them?
Well, clearly, once you get them, you do want to keep them. And there are a lot of ways that are doing them. A lot of contractors are having internships with students. And that student, while they're going through a trade or a four-year degree program in the construction, will stay with that company. So they're working with our younger people to mentor them. We as an association work with the various colleges and universities to help fund financially scholarships through our Education Foundation, the AGC of North Dakota Education Foundation. So there are a number of ways of which we do, but the key is to get to those students at a younger age.
What kind of earning potential is there in those jobs, skilled carpenters or people working those heavy machines? I've got to think you could have a really good career in those things.
Absolutely. In any of those trades, you are going to be looking at number one, immediate employment, good benefits, and you could, you know, walk out of the door at $60,000 to $80,000 a year right off the bat, guaranteed employment. So it is a good career for those that choose it.
How do we find, other than talking to kids in the schools a little bit younger, how do we find good people to do those jobs?
Well, that's just that's an effort, and we're competing with a number of other industries. So it's to promote the industry as best you can and show the value and put it in a positive light. One thing that we in our industry are doing nationally that we should have done long ago is to promote diversity. You think of construction, you think of people like you and me.
That's right.
Old and male, and that's not the way it is. We need to promote diversity, and we are doing that to a broader audience.
Are our governmental entities doing enough to help us at the state level? Are we happy with the partnership we're getting there?
We are. We saw some very encouraging things just this past legislative session, which adjourned in May. House Bill 1171 was a very key piece of legislation that we and other organizations that are looking at critical workforce positions. A piece of legislation that provided up to $12 million to provide low interest loans for what are deemed critical critical occupations, and also some loan forgiveness. So the short answer to your question is yes. Can we do more? The short answer is yes.
All right, Russ, well, we're gonna hope for you sunshiny days, and if we get rain, rain at night, and so all the guys that are working on the job and the gals who are working on the job can get their work done. Thank you for stopping by. Great to have you on
Thank
the program
you very much.
Today.
Yeah.
When we